Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about today. We got NXT tonight, back to Tuesday nights, NXT with a bunch of different matches. And tomorrow's Dynamite, we got like 10 segments announced for the show. So they're not messing around there. So we're going to tell you about the lines for both those shows. We'll talk about Raw last night. And, you know, we may have some Raw spoilers because we got to talk about War Games. And War Games is coming up soon. And it appears it is going to be 5-on-5, which is interesting. Because they just released the poster for the show today, and the poster has it as 4-on-4. So anyway, I guess it's not officially 5-on-5 yet, but we'll talk about that here today. Plus, a bunch of other news, including, I guess, some notes from this weekend since we weren't live yesterday. We have got AEW likely going to the Hammerstein Ballroom, Rhea Ripley. We got some ratings we got to talk about, and a couple of AW programming notes, and plenty more. If you'd like to text us here today, the phone number 425-780-7566, as I get back into the swing of things, that is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, also F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. You can also follow me on Twitter/X, at Brian Alvarez, and we got a lot to talk about, so stick around. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
The movies. Asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband some cologne, my sister cozy slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off other gifts, $10 off $25 spent, and earned Kohl's cash. Thank you, Kohl's. Select styles, $10 off $25 offer ends November 11th, 20% offer ends November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to tech and Sephora at Kohl's. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Where's the Twitch chat today? I'm a little behind. There they are. What are they talking about? I'm not paying attention. Anything exciting? Doesn't look like
I don't know. See what they say. I'm not paying attention to it either.
Quit watching porn and have some self-confidence to talk to a lady.
Lenny?
Not Lenny. All right. Well, let's talk about the news then. We got a lot of it. I want to congratulate Okada. The Okada family has grown by one member. Okada and his wife, voice actress slash singer, Suzuko Momori, recently welcomed the birth of their second child. They now have two sons. My God, what a dynasty that will be. The first was born in August of 2022. Momori announced via Instagram story she's now been able to experience childbirth in both Japan and the United States. We were in an unfamiliar foreign country for pregnancy and childbirth. We decided to announce after he was born safely. The labor was short and went smoothly. We were very lucky, and I think Okada was very happy that they got seltzer all the time in the hospital. It's the little things. So congratulations to them on the birth of their second child. He'll be back, I guess, soon, actually. Isn't he back on Wednesday? What do we have on Wednesday? Maybe it's not this coming Wednesday. Well, let's look at it. We got Wednesday's Dynamite. Takeshita versus Adam Cole. If Cole wins, he gets a match with MJF at Full Gear. Lance Archer versus Roderick Strong. If Roderick wins, he gets a match with MJF at Full Gear. If both of them win, it will be a three-way at Full Gear. Full Gear is what day, everybody? If you've been watching the show, you should know. November 23rd at Full Gear. November 23rd is going to be the 12th. So they could both lose and then have to scramble to get three more wins. I guess. It's not really been made clear what happens if they lose tomorrow.
Wait, November 23rd is going to be the 12th? What did you say
No, today's the 12th.
Yes.
Okay. We've also got Hangman Page and Christian Cage versus Jay White and Juice Robinson. House of Black versus FTR. The winner goes into a four-way tag match at Full Gear on November 23rd. Swerve Strickland versus Leo Rush. Britt Baker is back. She will face Penelope Ford. Will Ospreay will appear. He is also back. Bobby Lashley will appear. Jamie Hayter will appear. Mina Shirakawa will appear. And John Moxley will, quote, seize the Superstation TBS. He's going to seize it. What does that mean? Well, that brings me to a John Moxley interview that he did. So I've been trying to explain, because I believe this is the case, that if you watch AEW and you listen to John Moxley's heel promos, John Moxley is... he's one of those guys where he's got to make everything his own reality. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you have been watching John Moxley from the day he came to AEW, like, whenever he does promos for a match, like, he's already got an idea in his head of what the story is that he's going to tell. And so when he does his promos, you can listen to his promo, and 9 times out of 10, he will tell you exactly what's going to happen in advance. It's just, it's what he does. When he was champion, like, every single match, his promo, I mean, he would literally do a promo that would explain what was going to happen in the match, and then it would happen. Till, of course, the day where, you know, he said he was going to win, and then he lost. But the point is, so in his current storyline, he's doing these heel promos about the company, and people need to step up, and he's sick of people resting on their laurels and this whole 9 yards. And that is his heel character. But, like, he's also, he's got this in his head, like, what are we doing here? We need to get this show on the road. So he did a interview with the New York Post, and he says he considered August 28, 2024, which is the day he returned from a hip injury, day zero, and that AEW has been getting a hard reset and complete restart ever since. He says, I have a dream, a vision, something that I can see, a world where everyone is successful, everyone can be successful, where the talents are fostered, their growth is fostered, the talents are set up for success, set up for growth to be whatever it is they can be, utilize their strengths, have them brought to the forefront, mine their value out of them, and give them the opportunity to be whatever it is they can be. He discussed an incident from earlier this year when, quote, a backstage person said something that led him to believe AEW is not doing enough to develop its talent. He says this individual said, well, it's the bottom of the card, it doesn't matter. It's the bottom of the card, it doesn't matter, he said. Can you imagine saying that? Like, you're fired. You're effing fired. Go work at Sunglass Hut. You should be pistol whipped for saying that. Everybody that's on the top was at one time on the bottom. That's how it works. You climb the ladder. You see a lot of frustration and confusion from some of these talents because there is no ladder. They don't know what to do. They're kind of just wandering in the desert. We're going to grab them by the shoulder and we're going to walk them. Which reminds me of a segment on Collision where they were setting up Action Andretti versus Wheeler Yuta. And Action's got to do like a promo back and forth with Wheeler Yuta. And obviously, you know, Wheeler's supposed to be the heel. Action Andretti's supposed to be the babyface. They're in Action Andretti's hometown. And at first, nobody cares about Action. And then Action starts bringing up that he's local. And they sort of kind of get into the thing. And then Action Andretti looks at Wheeler Yuta and he goes, you look like you just drove in on a buggy from Amish Town. And they cut to, like, get a reaction shot of Wheeler Yuta because he's supposed to be, like, madder. But in the background, you just see John Moxley. And John Moxley is looking at Action Andretti. And at first, his mouth just opens up like... and then he puts his head in his hand like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What was that line? And you hear the fans start turning on Action Andretti. I won't lie. I laughed. But anyway, he says, it's not time for AEW to celebrate, despite recently signing a new media rights agreement. He says the deal is only an opportunity for the company. He says, by signing this deal, we made a commitment to do something and to attempt something, to create something, to be successful at something. This is not a time to celebrate. There is no time to do that. This is the time to get to work. What are we going to do with this opportunity? That's what I'm worried about. There's been a lot of, with the previous AEW in the past, a lot of sitting around and celebrating, just treating it like this stuff just happens. Oh, it's a success. Just it happens. This is the way it's supposed to be. It's not going to go anywhere. Like, this could all go away tomorrow, he says. He's already starting to see some changes backstage. Kind of excited about the new kind of attitude you're feeling, the energy you're feeling in the locker room backstage. Just everything surrounding AEW. It's a different kind of attitude. So then he's going to show up and take over the Superstation on Thursday. Sounds like he's got the right idea. It's just got to be executed.
Well, he does have the right idea. And what he said about that person backstage, I mean, one...
You can't pistol whip somebody.
Well, number one, look at the TV. You didn't have to hear that guy say that to take a look at your undercard and your younger wrestlers and say, we haven't been doing the right thing by these people for 5 years. And I can't believe that 5 years in, there's somebody that's around backstage that has got so little experience or is so jaded that they would say that in front of other people with experience in the professional wrestling business, that something on a televised show for what you get paid millions of dollars doesn't matter. And that's so insane to think about 5 years in, that there's somebody back there that would feel comfortable enough to say that or be so jaded to say something like that. So unless he's working some of this to the press, he's exactly right. He is exactly right. Now, will this story be the thing that raises all of these ships? We'll find out. But this is as good of a time with MVP and the Hurt Business coming in and being popular and some buzz. It feels as if people are getting behind the House of Black. You got these pay-per-views coming up. You got Kenny Omega on the horizon coming back. You got Powerhouse Hobbs coming back. You got other people coming back, including, hopefully for their sake, MJF on more of a full-time basis once he gets done everything he's got to do with the movies. You know, this is the time to strike, and it's not going to be something that happens overnight, and it's going to be something that takes time, but you got to lay that path, and Moxley does have the right idea, at least on paper.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I'm here. God.
Back on the show.
Yeah. Sometimes I got to do like a bunch of things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not pre-production or...
No, it has nothing to do with like this show.
No, of course not. No. No. No production meetings.
Well, it's a long story. Don't worry about it here. All right. We went over Dynamite. NXT has Fallon Henley against Kalani Jordan for the Women's North American title. Wesley versus Cedric Alexander. Cora Jade versus Sol Ruka. These are both Iron Survivor Challenge qualifiers. Wesley and Cedric.
Well.
No, there's a point to this.
Uh-huh.
Javon is the tag team partner of Cedric, and Javon just beat Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that something's going to happen here. Or Wesley gets his win back over his partners, most likely. Stephanie and Julia versus Jakara and Lash. Nikita Lyons versus Adriana Rizzo. Ava will decide the next challengers to Nathan Frazier and Axiom's tag titles. And we will hear from Trick Williams. That's the lineup for Tuesday's NXT. That's tonight.
Yes.
Whenever we skip Monday, I'm a day off. I don't know what's happening. But yes, so they've added a title in on the main roster as well, which is the Women's United States title, which I was vehemently against until I found out that, like the women's tag team titles, it is a floating title. So
can't you still be vehemently against it?
Well, I'm only so much against it because, listen, if we're going to be fair, then the women should be able to have a secondary title. In fact, I would even argue that on NXT, they should add women's tag team titles.
Yeah, but if you're being really fair to wrestling fans, maybe you should just have one world champion and one world
Well, yes, obviously.
That can go brand to brand.
In a perfect world, we would get rid of the world title. We would get rid of the U.S. or Intercontinental title. And every champion would go be able to work each brand.
Hold on. Keep those. You can keep the Intercontinental and United States title and have them be number one contenders on each brand. I understand that. But if you had a floating women's title, then that would actually give you the excuse to have a United States and an Intercontinental women's title if you wanted to do that and increase the women's roster if you decided to go in that direction and try to make the belts that way. Because to me, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable, which is then introducing a women's Intercontinental title down the line, and then you have seven women on each show that'll be
battling
for four belts.
You can't do that. We cannot have a women's... This has nothing to do with men and women. This has to do with the ratio of men to women, okay? You cannot have a U.S. title for the women on one show and an Intercontinental title for the women on the other. There's just not enough women. And I went through... And I actually counted because I knew people would be mad as soon as they heard, oh, Brian doesn't want the women to have another belt. He's sexist. No, it's purely a ratio thing.
There's plenty of other reasons.
Okay, here it is.
People think you're sexist.
All right. So on SmackDown, okay, SmackDown has 33 men on the roster and 13 women. So forget men and women, okay? You can even switch them if you want. Let's say that they had 33 women and 13 men. How does this justify two belts for a roster with 13 people on it? It doesn't make any sense, okay? Now, NXT is different because NXT has 40 men, which, by the way, think about this, okay? When you watch NXT, NXT has like the biggest active roster of Raw, SmackDown, or NXT, okay? There's 40 men on the NXT roster, and there's 30 women.
And literally a bunch of people next in line.
So if you've got 40 men and 30 women, then fine. You want to have a secondary title for men and women, that's great. When you have 33 men and 13 women, we don't need two belts for 13 women. That's one belt for each six. It's like it doesn't even make any sense.
And honestly, Brian, when it comes to NXT, because of the level, the difference in levels amongst the women, it's okay to have a Roxanne Perez or somebody that's been there for a long time, like a Fallon Henley, have one of the belts, and then somebody who is brand new, like essentially Kalani Jordan was, to have that other belt. So it does provide you some leeway that way to be able to do some things.
So if you take 13 women, and then you presume there's 13, 14 on the other brand, okay, well, that comes out to, what, 27, right? Okay, well, that's fine. Well, two titles, because you got a women's title. If you wanna run that that title among however many women, that's fine. But we don't need an Intercontinental and a U.S. on each of those shows, unless you want to just call up a whole bunch of women. If you want to call up a whole bunch of women, so you end up having 30 women on the SmackDown and on the Raw rosters, fine, have two titles for them. But as it is right now, it just doesn't work.
Realistically, when you start thinking of call-ups, right? We haven't seen Josh Briggs for a while. At some point, I think Josh Briggs is going to be up on that main roster. Obafemi before long, main roster. Trick Williams before long, main roster. When you look at the rest of the men, it starts to get a little sketchy. When you look at the women's side of things, one, you have Becky Lynch coming back at some point along with Charlotte Flair. They're going to add two more spots, and they're two stars, so you know they're going to be on the roster. You have Roxanne Perez, Fallon Henley, Julia, Stephanie Vacker. There's a handful, more than a handful of women down in NXT right now that could come up that you could see more than a handful coming up faster than you could see a handful of men. So you could absolutely make that decision if you wanted to.
Yeah, they got a lot of women down there.
Yeah.
If you end up bringing them up, fine. Introduce another title. They're not there yet, though.
No, they're
not there yet.
You know who also was not there yet? Pretty Deadly when they got signed to the main roster, and it's probably time for them to float back down there too.
But like I said, hey, you got 30 women on the NXT roster. Open up those women's tag team titles. I'm fine with that. Give everybody something to fight over. Now, a couple of notes. Ring of Honor Final Battle at the Hammerstein Ballroom on December 20th, that will be the site of Final Battle. Andrew Zarian is reporting that the Collision the next day will also be at the Hammerstein Ballroom. And I suppose I can independently confirm that I believe that is the case. They are running back-to-back nights, which is smart. You're renting the thing out. Rent it out for two nights. Do a Collision from there. Make it feel like a big deal.
And it's
put some big matches on it.
It's expensive in there.
Yeah, but so, you can probably get a deal running back-to-back nights, I presume.
Oh, you probably can, too. But it also, you know, talking about ROH having its own identity and maybe running some buildings, you know, Hammerstein taking that out of the AEW budget, and yes, I know, in theory, Tony's got all the money in the world, so there is no budget, but there actually is a budget for these shows. And coming out of it for AEW's coffers as opposed to ROH's or splitting it is probably the right move. And ROH running in Hammerstein, because of the cost, it's a nice deal because it's a pay-per-view, so it's the smart thing to do, but doing it on a regular basis, probably not the best idea. But putting a, maybe not Dynamite, but certainly Collision in a place like Hammerstein every 3 months or so, I think that's actually a great idea for that show.
All right, I'm going to look at something here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That wasn't too bad on that show. All right, I'll worry about that later.
Looking at the WrestleNomics, what you doing?
Nah, I was looking at the number of belts.
Oh.
Because actually now we've got, you know, this person says, Tony Khan should announce that starting January 1st, AEW will have one world title, one secondary title, and one set of tag titles. No more titles allowed. I actually would argue against that, okay? So here's the thing. Like I said with the women's Intercontinental and U.S., it's all about ratios, okay? The thing is, AEW has a lot of wrestlers under contract. So you can't have 220 wrestlers or whatever under contract and have three belts, okay? It's just not going to work. I realize that, you know, old school whatever makes them more important, but there is, like, we should have some excitement. However, I think the issue with AEW is they don't have split rosters. They don't have a brand split. And so the vast majority of the stars are always on Dynamite. And there have been, this is what I was looking back, there have been episodes of Dynamite where, like, every single person in every single, not every person, but, like, every single segment on the show, there's a champion in that segment, okay? When you have that, that's, like, out of control, okay? If you want to split the rosters, a soft brand split, and have, you know, you're going to have on Collision, you can have one world champion, that's fine, one world champion. But you've got the Dynamite and Collision tag team champions, they stay on their shows, and you've got the Dynamite and Collision, one's got the international title, one's got the whatever title. I mean, you can do it that way so that, like, okay, well, each roster has 100 people. All right, fine. A main title, a secondary title, tag team titles, and six-person titles.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. But to have 200 people under contract, three belts between two shows, and at some point three shows, well, then at that point it's just not enough. That's a big freaking roster. So you got to find a balance. And AEW, with all of the big stars on Dynamite, and then, you know, half these stars bring in belts from every other promotion in the world, it's like, I brought my friend Bo, I talked about this, I brought him to a show in Everett, and literally the first thing that he said when we left the show was, does every single person have a belt? And I was like, well, no, but it does come across that way now, doesn't it? He didn't even watch wrestling, and that was his question. That's how you know you got too many. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I blocked Lenny, but I can see he's arguing with people about the idea of a brand split in AEW. If you do a brand split the right way, okay, which actually is the way that WWE is doing it now, where you have one, but there's no, you know, rock solid wall, Vince McMahon. It's like, if people need to go back and forth, they can. But in general, it's like, that's your brand. You're there 90% of the time. I mean, there's no negative to it. None. There's no negative to sequestering your rosters to two different shows, and those are the stars on those shows. And if you need somebody for another show, you move them back and forth or whatever. There's no negative to it.
No, well, one
zero.
One of the key things about that, too, is the fact that you actually have strong general managers. So you have a reason with Nick Aldis and with Adam Pearce to also facilitate some of that stuff in storyline to bring people back and forth.
So I got to talk about a spoiler. It's about, dude, War Games is a few weeks away, bro. You'll be fine with a spoiler.
Oh, what are they, people getting angry about
and sometimes
spoilers?
They do, but here's the deal. Yeah. Okay, so...
should have been pretty obvious if you watched the show last night.
Well, the thing I don't get is this, okay? It appears, from the spoilers, and Dave says it's 100%, but I don't know if it's 100% yet, but it appears that way, that War Games is going to be 5-on-5, and the fifth man for the Roman Reigns team will be Seth Rollins, and the fifth man for the Bloodline will be Bronson Reed. Okay? Now, listen, I love Bronson Reed. I'm glad that he's getting an opportunity in a big main event. As a wrestler, I love Seth Rollins. His character, I could, you know, drives me a little nutty. But here's the thing with it. First off, like, why do we need five guys? Like, what's wrong with the 4-on-4 War Games? The story here is the Bloodline versus the original Bloodline. That's the story. It's been built up forever. So we're doing Bloodline versus Bloodline, but at the last minute, we're adding two people that have nothing to do with Bloodline or the Bloodline storyline, presumably just so Bronson Reed can, like, do the job, I would guess. You could always beat Tongaloa.
It's an old-school strive for five.
I mean, that's who I'd beat. It's Tongaloa.
I probably
just
would.
To irritate Tom. But, I mean, the point is, I don't see why we need these two in the match. Nothing, literally nothing against them personally, but it takes away from the whole idea of it's the Bloodline versus the Bloodline. This is a big War Games blow-off, Bloodline versus Bloodline. There's nothing that necessitates five guys. It's not like it screws up the psychology, or the only thing it does is it makes the match slightly shorter. And really, it doesn't, because you could just keep going the extra 5 minutes if you want to, 10 minutes or whatever. The match beyond can go however long you want. So I don't get it.
No.
But they did it, so whatever. It's not like it's going to... I mean, they've already sold out, basically.
I don't hate it. I'll say that.
I don't hate it. I just don't know why it's needed.
It's not needed. But I do like the opportunity for Bronson Reed, who you can explain into that storyline by tying him in with New Japan and tying him in with, he's got a relationship with Tama Tonga that goes back. You can go ahead and tie it in that way. Then you have Seth Rollins, who now obviously hates Roman Reigns. That's been a consistent part of the storyline, which, by the way, is another thing I like about WWE. No matter what side CM Punk is on, he's going to hate Drew, and Seth is going to hate Punk, And Punk, I like the fact that just because somebody flips babyface or heel, it doesn't affect how they feel about this other person that they've had all these issues with. I do enjoy that, but it gives a reason to put Seth Rollins and Bronson Reed in there. Probably going to play into something with Rollins later on with either Solo or Roman down the line as well, too. That, again, I think putting it all together, it's a good thing. And it's another match that maybe that's part of it, too. They figure as though they got to have them in the ring with each other, but they are not sure about what match that they want to do when it comes to Bronson Reed and Seth Rollins. And you could probably play off of whatever happens at some or at Survivor Series with the next pay-per-view with a one-on-one between those two guys, or do it at Saturday night's main event.
How long is this Saturday night's main event, by the way? I keep hearing people want to add matches to Saturday night's main event. It's like, it's going to be a 9-hour show?
Well, the thing is, you know it's not going to be 90 minutes. I would love for it to, but it's starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which means they either have a solid 2-hour window, or if NBC loses their mind and figures, okay, we don't care what we have on Saturday night anyway, we don't have a dateline ready to go at 10 o'clock, they, in theory, could give them 3 hours right up until the news comes on.
This guy here on the chat says, by the way, can anyone explain why they're just doing a random taped Raw with no holidays or overseas tours coming up? Funny
there
you should ask.
Holiday. Wait a second. There is a holiday in this country. They already had it in Canada.
This coming Monday?
No.
He's asking why Raw is taped next Monday. There's no holiday. There's no tour. That's his question.
Well, maybe they're trying to give some people some extra time before Thanksgiving.
The answer is no one knows. And in fact, we were asked about that last night, and I was told no one has any idea why the Raw is taped next week. I guess everyone's just getting a week off for Thanksgiving. Which I can't complain about that.
No. If there's no rhyme or reason to it, they're either doing something internally or they're going to have some sort of all hands on deck production meeting or taping or filming or something like that. Either that or it's got to be the holiday because they have never done this before.
They're not doing a Friday show after Thanksgiving, which they always did under Vince. There's no show. The wrestlers can have Thanksgiving and not have to leave. So yeah, they've made some positive changes.
Saturday's main event is the 30th, right?
I don't know what day it is.
If that's the case, then they're also probably saying, okay, people are going to have to get out of their houses at some point on Friday, cut time short with their families because they're going to have to travel to Nassau for the Saturday show.
All right, nothing really of much note in the ratings, so we'll just get on to the Raw report. We had a Gunther Damian Priest segment, which was quite great. Priest was awesome
last night all the way around.
Priest was awesome in his role. It was a segment where when it started, there was no heat, but by the end, the place was totally into this angle. And it makes the Priest-Gunther match feel bigger. The story is that Gunther's lost he's lost his mojo, is what's happened.
Yeah.
And Priest is rubbing it in, and Gunther's all gun-shy now. And then it led to a brawl with Ludwig Kaiser and Priest, which led to a match later where Priest destroyed Ludwig Kaiser, set up the match with Gunther. Thought they did an excellent job with Priest on this show. Had a damage control promo where Dakota Kai returned. She's back! Set up a match for later. We had a segment with Truth and Kofi and Woods. And Woods and Kofi, I love this. So they've announced they're going to have a special, 10-year anniversary show for the New Day. And, if you're watching it as a fan, it's like, oh, man, this can't be good. Well, the New Day had issues throughout Raw, and the announcers are not playing stupid. They're flat out saying, I don't even know if these guys are going to make it to their 10-year celebration. So we'll see if they do. We had Pure Fusion Collective, which, as stupid as that name is, now they're just calling them PFC. That rolls off the tongue.
PF Chang's?
PFC against Damage Control. Io Sky beat Shayna with a moonsault, got the pin. It was good while it lasted.
Brian doesn't want to bring up his talk from last week about the fact that they don't make these folks stand in the ring for so long.
Yeah, what the hell happened there?
So Damage Control, when he talked about Dakota Kai coming back. She jumped into the interview. They all go out to the ring for their entrance, and there they are. We then go to a commercial. We then come back from commercial. We have a Veterans Day video. After that Veterans Day video, then we have Kofi Kingston talking to R-Truth, which also brings in Xavier Woods and Pete Dunne. Then we go back out to the ring. Then we get Damage Control's music.
They literally had stopped doing this, and they brought it back again. Probably just to mess with me.
Probably.
God. They just love to watch me. You like watching me squirm? Is that what it is? Good for you. Anyway. Then you're going to beat Javon tomorrow or tonight while you're at it? He's not even on the show. You going to beat him anyway? I'll bet you do.
Love spite booking.
God. Then we had a Bloodline recap. And Jay, Jimmy, and Sammy are backstage. And the dynamic is Jay and Sammy are buddies. Jimmy and Sammy are not buddies. They talk about needing a fifth guy, which is news to me. Sammy says he'll take care of it. We had the Kofi-Pete Dunne match where Woods beats up Pete outside. Kofi gets mad at him for getting involved. They yell at each other for so long that by the time Kofi gets back in the ring, he gets hit with his finish and pinned. So Pete wins. And then Xavier is all disgusted, and he goes to help Kofi to the back. Kofi shoves him. They get into a big shouting match. That's when we're told we're not sure they're going to make it to their celebration. Then we had another fun segment. Finn Balor is being a jerk to Dom. God, you screwed up last week. Now Priest gets another shot at the world title. You told me you could handle Damien all by yourself. And Dom says, you know what? I beat Priest. And I've gotten closer to the title than you have in a long time. So don't get upset with me that I did something you didn't. So now Finn's really mad. And the Judgment Day jumps in between them. And Finn says, you know what? We are a family. We got to stick up for each other. So how about next week you and Carlito stick up for us? You take out the War Raiders. Dom says, I'll go talk to Adam Pearce and I'll get it done. I thought Dom was excellent in this segment.
He was.
Just pushing all of Finn's buttons. Bronson Reed did a promo. He got attacked by Seth. They had another one of their wild, great brawls. And that led to the segment backstage where Pierce announced that they were going to have a match and they were going to end it, allegedly, next week. And that's when Sammy walks up. He tries to talk Seth into teaming with him. Seth says, you're out of your damn mind. I'm not doing it. I'll never team with that guy. He storms off. We had Bron Breakker doing a promo. Him and Sheamus had a match on speed that went to a draw. They yell at each other. They're having a match next week for the Intercontinental title.
It's another great segment.
They cut away, and Joe Tessitore calmly says, that should be great. It's like,
he's right.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Joe Tessitore.
Tor.
Whatever. Is it really? Everyone says both.
No, Joe Tessitore.
Then we had a Final Testament running into Miz backstage. I'm starting, Karrion's, like, his characters, it's getting better every week.
Excellent.
Karrion sees Miz and he goes, my God, Miz, you're alive! Oh, my God! So what happened? Didn't even care. And Miz is all, I'm going home. I'm leaving. It's not worth it. Karrion says, you are not leaving. You were sent to do something. I don't care what happened. I don't care about your family. You're gonna tell me where these Wyatts are. So Miz tries to leave, and Karrion grabs him, and he says, you remember when I said I'd break your legs? And they all grab Miz, and they rough him up. Like, literally rough him up. He's, like, bleeding from the eye. They drag him down to the ring. Demands the Wyatts come out. Wyatts get in the ring. Of course, Miz turns on him with a chair. And Miz and the Final Testament, they're all together. They beat up and lay out the Wyatts. And then they leave together.
Nuclear heat for the Miz.
Miz actually did get a lot of heat.
Yeah, he did.
There were Miz You
and
Suck chants.
They were successful at getting heat on the Wyatts. The whole thing worked very well.
So then we had the segment where Seth is leaving and runs into Solo. Solo wants him to be on his team, and Seth goes, I'm not going to team with Roman, and I'm not teaming with a wannabe Roman Reigns. And he leaves. We'll talk about the main event after the break, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Dom, can Byline give me a show where I don't talk about sports or anything? I just talk about the news of the day? God.
Yeah, we
could have gone for an hour today. What'd you say?
I said, yeah, I'm sure we could do that.
Actually, it's not true, because I asked if I could do After Dark on Byline. They told me no.
I was going to say, wait a second, because I got plenty of ideas.
What do you have overnight on sports? Anyway, Bianca and Jade versus Liv and Raquel for the tag team titles was the main event. Everybody and their mother ran in, except literally the only mother. I guess it would be Becky. She's not back yet. But we're sending up a women's War Games match. And Rhea Ripley is back next week. Spoiler, everybody. So it looks like we'll have Bianca, Jade, Liv, Raquel, Nia, Io. I mean, there's like a bunch of... I don't have the exact... Tiffany is going to be involved somehow. Raquel. So anyway, that's going to be the Women's War Games match. And overall, I would say this was one of the better... 2 hour Raw since they moved to 2 hours. They're finally going to figure out how to get 2 hours right and then go back to three. I'm going to be mad again.
And you know what? I still think they went a little long last night, to be honest with you. By the time that final executive producer tag hit the screen, it may have been a little bit over time, but the bottom line was it was a really good, easy to watch show, and all of the big stuff hit. I mean, everything from Bronson Reed walking in and you have in the background Jey Uso trying to talk to Rey Mysterio, who's walking away from him, all the way up to Gunther and Damian and what they did with pretty much every major angle on the show, it was all a home run.
All right, we got to go, everybody. Dom, get me that show. I'm putting it on order. It's not like I don't have enough to do already. Anyway, we're out of time. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.